We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Beside a singing mountain stream where the willow grew.
Paul Zeiss and I out at Top Golf in South Fayette today having an unbelievable time. T-Bird has invented a new drill here, Paul.
Right, I've seen
it. The ball rolls out of the machine, and as it's rolling, T-Bird takes a swing, combining baseball and golf in the same swing. This man is a legend.
Maybe I should try that on the course, have someone roll the ball to me while I probably have a better chance of hitting it than when it's just sitting there still.
He feels like he can do anything coming off the hot dog eating contest,
I think you got to go back to your other one there. It looks like that one doesn't – it looks like there's a blocker or something there for the ball to roll, right?
We're having the time of our lives out here. Paul's drinking Bell's beer. We've had – what is this called? Big Guy's Pizza. We've had injectable donuts from our friend Nate here, one of the managers. We've had – I don't even remember. We had the little tater tots with sauce.
It's tremendous.
I had a burrito. This has been amazing.
The most amazing thing I've seen, though, are these donuts that you inject. Cream into them.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Like, you take the little thing like this.
Yeah.
And you just take the donut and you stick it in there, and it's amazing.
Well, you had a Bavarian cream syringe until Harry Callis commandeered it.
So I finally had to go and have them bring me some more of a Bavarian cream.
I don't think I've ever had anything better.
No.
Let's go to Jeff Hathorne. He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, I would imagine you've been to Top Golf a time or two, yes?
Yes. Love it there. Are you guys taking a goodie bag back for Austin?
Oh, yeah, of course we are.
For limits.
Little mustache clipper. We have a lot of things for Austin. Everybody here knows Austin as well.
Everybody's happy for City Limits.
What's going to happen at the
trip? Much fun.
It is. It's great. There's people all around us having all kinds of fun.
Jeff,
look at this man.
You're a play-by-play guy. You do a lot of that. And then what are your thoughts on Rob King getting the Steelers job? And, of course, as Joe has asked several, I mean, what advice do you have for him?
I think Rob's awesome. He's not only a great broadcaster, he's a good journalist, and he's one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. And he's like the entire package, and I'm really happy for him. The only advice is, like, everybody's going to be critical. You're following Bill Hillgrove. Like, just let that stuff roll off your back and keep doing your job.
Is he as nice as Jerry DePaula, Jeff, or is that stretching it?
Ooh, he's in that neighborhood. I don't know if the house is, you know, right next door, but he's on the same street.
That is the highest of praise. All right, let's get to the party. And good luck to Rob, and congrats to Rob out there. I've never met a person who doesn't like Rob, honestly, and he's very good at what he does. So let's go to the Pirates and the trade deadline. What do you think should happen, and what do you think will happen? And I guess I'll phrase it like this, Jeff, in terms of trading a top five or a top 10 prospect, even one. Should it happen, and will it happen?
So if you can get a controllable bat, absolutely it should happen. My fear is not even the Pirates' willingness to do something like that, is the number that, what, 85% of the teams in Major League Baseball being in playoff contention is the fear for me, and the price, and whether they're just going to get outbid. But yes, they should add to this team. I'm not a big rental guy. I don't want them to blow a major chip in the game that they could use at any point here over the next year, two, three, for a rental. But if you can get a guy that you've got control over, that can bring some power to a corner, you know, corner outfield or first base position, absolutely they should. I think we'll see what we've seen recently. You'll see a couple of players, you know, they'll take a chance on somebody with a change of scenery, but it's not like you're going to see anyone huge. And remember, with the exception of Vlad, like, remember when Alonso was on the market? Well, as Limits just said, I mean, the Mets have the last spot in the wild card now.
Well, I was going to say, if you think about it, Jeff, you know, I keep hearing, well, the Pirates shouldn't go all in, they shouldn't unload, they shouldn't do this. What in your mind is acceptable for them to actually get rid of or to trade in order to bring something back?
Yeah, I don't mind getting rid of prospects. I mean, really good organizations use their minor league system to get better at the major league level. Occasionally it's one of their young prospects, but most of the time it's trading those prospects for established players. So, and the other thing is, many of those really good trades are done in the off season, not as much at the trade deadline. But listen, if they could get like an all-star bat for that you have control of for a couple of years for Bubba Chandler, I'd make that deal. There's no one to me that's untouchable in their farm system if you get the right ad. This is a team that can win now. They need help on offense. You've got good chips. Like, to me, Luis Ortiz, I don't know if his value will ever be higher. I'm cool with trading him if you can add a bat that you need to make this team better now.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jeff, something we really didn't get around to today, but you know this guy probably better than anybody else in the media, and that's Jeff Capel and his contract extension. Some pros and cons of this. Are you all in favor of it?
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I think we've seen the trajectory of the program go north over the last couple of years. I think, you know, he's figured out the transfer portal. NIL is going to be a little trickier because you're going to be now swimming in a pond with fish with a hell of a lot of money. So I think that makes it a little bit harder, but there's no doubt it's a better program. I mean, they were a disaster when he took over, and I think there's some momentum with that program. I think people are looking at it and getting excited about Pitt basketball, and that's exactly where you want to be. And, you know, I talked to him last night, guys, and it was interesting to me, like, the stuff he remembers. Like, he remembers the fire cable chance. He remembers the shots at his brother. And I think he's got a little pride that they were able to overcome all of that and get to where they're at now.
Paul, are you in favor of that extension all the way till 2030?
Is it 2030, Jeff? When is this extension?
It is. Yeah, the 29-30 season.
In general, I'm not in favor of those kind of deals. I mean, I don't have a problem with Jeff Capel. I think he's done a good job, but I think we've seen far too much evidence of the fact that there are. You don't give yourself any flexibility. You know, if you have a couple of bad seasons, you got to keep hanging in there with a guy that you give a 10-year deal to, or a 7-year deal to, or an 8-year deal to. So I'm not a big fan of these kinds of deals. But by the same token, you know, he's probably earned it. He's done a pretty good job, so I don't have that much of a problem with it. And
I guess. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say, as you guys know, having that length of contract, obviously you're able to tell recruits or transfers, like, hey, I've got stability. It's my program. This is the way we're going to run things, and I think there is a value to that.
Well, for both of you guys, for Paul and Jeff, it feels like we've reached a place with Pitt Sports, and I'm not sure it's a bad place, by the way. Like, I came around on Narduzzi to a fairly modest amount of success. Like, it can be a successful program where once in a while you make an interesting run. You're probably never going to win a national championship. And I feel that way about basketball, too, where they've settled into a place of, it's okay. It's okay if we're competitive, we play some big games, and every once in a while we make a little bit of a run.
Yeah, how many times, though, out of, say, a 10-year stretch should they be expected to make the NCAA tournament, especially if they go to 72 teams?
At least seven. But that's what I'm talking about, being in that in that bubble mix there, or being in the tournament. But the idea of Pitt basketball winning a national championship or football is almost off the radar.
But it's also fair to point out he's been the coach for six seasons and he has one trip to the NCAA tournament. That's where he's got to get better. I mean, I think Jeff would agree with that, too.
Jeff, how do you feel about that characterization of where the Pitt's two major sports are?
And directly to Paul's point, I mean, they need to get there more than one out of every 6 years. You could argue that they should have gotten in last year, but that's valid. As far as where Pitt Sports is, if you have a coaching staff or you have coaches where your belief is you can out-recruit Alabama or Duke, then you're going to fail. You've got to have some other thought process of, hey, like, you know, infamously with Narduzzi, we'll take the three stars and we'll make them really good players. I think there's a similar mindset when you look at the transfers that Pitt brought in and made an NCAA tournament team out of. Those weren't guys that were superstars. Those were guys, a few of them, that didn't play with other teams. If you have that mentality, you can have success. And I think that's, you know, kind of what they've adopted at this point.
I guess the definition of success for me has changed. Like, I used to argue in football, oh, Pitt can do way better than this. You know, Pitt can get back to national championship contention. Well, maybe one magical run some year could do that, but by and large, I'll take Narduzzi's average of 8-9 wins. I know last year was horrible, but the year before that, or 2 years before, was great. On average, you know, you're winning football games, you're playing in some big games, you're winning the majority of your conference games. I've reached the point where that's good enough for me with Pitt football and basketball. And obviously they have, too, by signing both of these guys forever.
And I think they proved, you know, that they can win the ACC.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You know, a couple years before that, they were in the Coastal Division. They were in the ACC championship game. So, you know, I think one, and we talked about this yesterday, Joe, on the golf course with Jack Hillgrove, didn't we?
Yeah.
That Pitt fans, the biggest problem they have is that period from 1975 to 1983 was the exception. It was not the rule. But if you have a competitive program where guys graduate, guys go to the NFL, you get the bowl games, you win 8-9 games every year, and then every so often you make that surge to where you get to the, you know, you have a magical season with a Kenny Pickett-type player, I'm not sure why that's not good enough.
Jeff?
Especially now in the NIL era, like, to try to compete against the top 10, 15 money programs, I mean, if you can get to what you guys just described, I think that's where you're at, and you hope. And here's the thing: when you have that window, you got to take advantage of it. When the schedule falls and you find that magical three star that becomes the Heisman candidate, or you know, you whatever it is, you've got to come through and finish the deal. But it's almost like, you know, it's becoming like small market teams in the standpoint of, are we going to see that $22 million salary cap, or is it going to continue to be just unwatched spending to whatever level that you want to spend.
Yeah, it's become Neil Huntington saying we want to be competitive every September, and in some instances, you know, if you could actually achieve that, that's pretty good. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day out there.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Familiar sounds of texts in the city. We want you around as long as possible to talk Pirates and Pittsburgh sports. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule a heart checkup at UPMC today. Really important stuff that you do this, and very simple to take care of. And if you're going to get it taken care of, why not get it taken care of by the best experts in town, Paul?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, how important those things are. You know, how important it is to take care of yourself and make sure that you're in good health.
So take care of it. Do it. I'll be playing a little golf tomorrow with some UPMC folks, and it's going to be very, very enjoyable.
And then Saturday, are you nervous or excited about your
participation
about the golf tournament?
I'm a little bit fearful because I honestly believe I tore rib cartilage. I think
play 3 days in a row.
I'm just going to play through the pain. I am.
Do you have like a plan? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to gut it out. Who's your friend here from basketball? She's cranking the ball.
Yeah,
what is happening here?
So, yeah, I mean, this is how it is. Did you see him? He's cranking it too. Did you see? Callis has gotten so much better.
Just in the time we've been here.
From the time that we got here to the time that he is. Are you watching him hit it right here?
Yeah. He's snapping it straight. He's got a short little. See, he was a baseball player. He's just made that little adjustment. There's not a ton of baseball, but there's a very basic concept.
There we go. Watch his swing now.
That you want to create some torque here. And yeah, Harry Callis is creating torque like it's never been created before.
Watch this.
He's Henry Torkelson. Look at this guy.
Man, and in between shots, he sent out the morning show notes 15 minutes ago.
He's multifaceted. Yeah. Well, he's a renaissance man, Harry Callis.
That last shot sucked, but he's been hitting it good. Listen, from the start of today until now, he's the most improved golfer I've seen.
And a wonderful man. Donnie Football sucked. Did you see him? I thought he had a big left-handed sort of baseball
swing.
Here's
the thing. He's athletic.
He is. Very.
So if someone just get there you go. If someone just gave him a little lesson.
Yeah. Donnie Football's one lesson away from being trouble. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. Very
Thank you,
kindly.
Mr. Hester.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 82 today with cloudy skies. Listen to this, Paul. The Pirates schedule is out for next season. And the March, April, the first month of the season, is spectacular. They open with a six-game road trip in Florida against Miami. Seven games, Miami and Tampa. Then they come home, your home opener. April 4th next season is Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees followed by the Cardinals, two iconic franchises. Then you go to Cincy. Then you come home for seven games, and three of them are against Cleveland for a little rivalry. Then you go out to L.A. for the Dodgers and the Angels. This is in Crinkulent city limits. How about that?
I don't like that.
What?
I don't like the Yankees that early because I think
what?
The weather's going to stink.
But it's the home opener.
The home opener with the Yankees?
The weather's going to stink.
Now I like
it. I want to go watch the game.
How do you know the weather will stink?
The weather's going to stink.
Who are you? Who's the guy who moved out to North Dakota?
I don't. It's going to be
Robert Sir. Remember him?
Yeah, Robert Sir.
Sir Lancelot.
Put this one like in here, like Memorial Day weekend. That's what
I have another treat for you, Paul, if you're Yankee oriented. If only I could find it. They're going to visit the Yankees. Oh, no, that's
the Mets.
No, they're going to the Mets. They're going to the Yankees for the final series this year. It's also the 65th anniversary of Mazeroski's home run this upcoming season in 25.
The 60th anniversary of Mazeroski's
home run.
Same thing. Stop correcting me, City Limits. Everything I say now, you're correcting me.
I know.
It hurts.
No wonder Lanny Fritteri had to get after you.
I know. What is this guy doing? He's got to jump in.
I got to make sure we have our years right.
For the whole show.
We need to talk.
I know it's been 65 years.
We need to talk to Lanny Fritteri about maybe having another talk with City Limits.
I agree. What is this guy doing? And then there's some other interesting side notes here, but they're not interesting enough to mention. Astros, Phillies, all the normal stuff. Who are they? Go to Seattle and Kansas City back-to-back and Minnesota. What are they, in the AL West now?
They have
Horsefly?
The, wait.
Or Central, I mean?
They have the Sacramento
A's. Sure, he would have corrected me if I got that one wrong. What?
They have the Sacramento A's coming in, too. Because isn't next year their first year as the Sacramento A's before they become
Ask City Limits. If you get it wrong, he'll correct you right away. Are they the Sacramento A's Limits?
Next year?
They will be playing in Sacramento next year, yes.
Yes, there we go.
Well, we need to thank these fine folks at Top Golf here in South Fayette. What a wonderful day we've had. We've hit golf balls. We've injected donuts with Bavarian cream. They hand out the syringes. We've eaten pizza from a random man who walked up to us from a place called Big Guy's Pizza.
And he handed us two pizzas, by the way, people have destroyed those pizzas.
Said they were great.
They crushed them.
I had a burrito that was, I never knew the food was like this here. Holy horse follicles, T-Bird. You were in even high today, and you ate a lot of food, right? Was it good? How was it?
Good stuff, man.
What was your favorite, the tater tots? Donnie Football crushed those.
Probably the donuts.
Yeah, the donuts were good.
Yeah. Yeah, with the chocolate.
Do you find eating is different in the wake of your hot dog eating contest championship?
Well, I haven't eaten hot dogs since. I haven't really wanted to.
I was going to say, that probably ruins your appetite.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe until the next.
But do you find yourself
July.
Eating faster or feeling like you're in a contest even with tater tots?
No, I'm trying to do the opposite.
Yeah, slow down a little.
Yeah.
And bask in your victory.
Yeah.
And perhaps Filippone could give you the money he owes you. $500. It was almost
a month ago. We're going to keep the pressure on him until you get your money.
That would be nice.
Yeah, the fact that you said in the post-game interviews that you needed to pay your rent and then he didn't pay you is reprehensible, T-Bird. Plus, how do you get your pot without money? right, Paul?
You guys are crazy.
Well, that's just it. How do you – yeah, exactly.
He's got rent. He's got weed. This man has expenses.
How can you maintain your weed habit?
Limits? What do you make of this?
Well, T-Bird, maybe he did indeed cheat for the hot dog eating contest, but I was sitting next to him the whole time. He's appeared clean.
Well,
but you never know.
That's not what I'm asking about. I'm asking about the $500 they owe him.
Yes, he should be paid it. It should have been paid by far by now.
And Donnie Football relayed to us that Pony is, quote, working on it. That's what I say when I owe somebody money and have no intentions to pay it anytime soon.
Muller made a bet with me and was supposed to pay me $3 and never did.
Is this a PM show disease here? What's
happening,
Paul?
That's right. They make a lot of bets. They never pay.
What do you mean Pony's working on it? Is he arranging some sort of financial deal here? Just hand you the money, T-Bird, and you should get interest at this point.
Interest sounds good.
It's $3 that the $3 that Mueller owes City Limits, he's going to do in a monthly installment plan.
25 cents at a time.
Yeah, 25 cents. All right, limits. What time are we done?
We have 4 minutes.
Then let's do some texts in the city.
Let's do texts in
you
the city.
You read them. We rate them 1 to 10, please.
Texter, I think the Pirates need to trade for Rooker and J.J. Bleda. The weakest hitter in our lineup would be Ke'Bryan Hayes. Don't forget we could trade pieces like Matt Gorski, Leover Peguero, and Quinn Priester.
Yeah, but nobody wants them. But I do hear, you know, Paul suggested right off the top, let's make a blockbuster with the A's. Let's ship them the entire organization and get Mason Miller, Bleda, and Rooker. Mason Miller might be a starter next year. Skeens and Mason Miller would be the hardest throwing top of a rotation since the game was invented by Abner Doubleday, who then did a one-on-one with Ron.
I give that text a 7.5 or 8, by the way.
I give it a 9 just for what it prompted. Next.
Charrington should go all in for the next 3 years. In 3 to 5 years, Skeens may be here, but if this losing continues, Charrington and Shelton will not, from Jim and Carrick.
What? How did it start?
Jim and Carrick, Charrington should go all in for the next 3 years.
He's basically saying Skeens isn't going to be here for the next few years, after a few years, so why not go all in this year?
Well, yeah, and it sounds like he's saying it that Charrington should do it for his own self-preservation, too, and I agree.
Yeah.
Let's go here. Do something. Nobody's asking, you know, it's like when it comes to analyzing a lot of things, like the Steelers. Like people who respond to criticism by saying, well, you know, what do you want, the Super Bowl every year? No. That's not what I want.
Yeah,
how about a playoff win?
How about win a damn playoff game more than once every 7 years? That's really what it comes down to with them.
How about a nice little run?
And here's
you know, that's all, and I'm not saying the Pirates need to trade their top 8 prospects. How about one of their top 8?
Exactly. Because that's probably what's going to take maybe one of their top prospects and somebody like Sawinski or somebody like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get a player that's going to can help you.
Might take a Hank Davis if you're willing to part with him.
Right.
And believe me, the mere mention of Hank Davis in a trade gets the people suffering the worst from prospect derangement syndrome absolutely, you know, apoplectic over that. How could you possibly trade Henry Davis? I don't know. For a guy who's 29 years old and who's right there with Gunnar Henderson in OPS, and it was 3.5 years of control, I could trade Henry Davis for him. That's Brent Rooker. One more, limits.
Jared in Youngstown, I'm convinced there's a large group of fans that wouldn't trade all of our top 10 prospects, even with a guarantee we'd win the World Series. Bunch of brainwashed lunatics.
That's a 10.
A bunch of brainwashed lunatics.
That's a 10 in my book.
Yeah, that's a 10 in my book, too. It's almost like they would also rather the Pirates spend. If you gave these people, Paul, a choice, the Pirates spend $200 million on payroll and don't make the playoffs, or they spend $40 million and win the World Series, they would go for $200 million.
There's a lot of them. Know? There's a lot of them that would. There's a lot of them, too, if you said, listen, you can win the World Series or win the Baseball America Top Organization of the Year award.
Right. No, they'd rather
win the Baseball America Top, one of the top, you know, Organization of the Year award.
They'd have a ticker tape parade for that with all the high school shortstops they've drafted. They could have a little bit of Kool-Aid for the occasion. City limits. What else do they have? They could have a prom since they've taken all these high school players. I really believe the Pirates are going to win a Whitfield title one of these years, don't you? Paul?
I don't know, man. They could
beat Avon Worth.
They're going to have to upgrade some of their positions before they're ready for that.
Thank you, City Limits. You've been wonderful today, and everybody loves you.
Thank you. A texter said except for Lanny. A texter said, you do a nice job, Austin 316, but all these trades they keep talking about will never happen. Paul is the best. Have a good day. No mention of Joe.
Thank you.
Good, because this
finally
whole thing started with no mention of Paul, so this has come full circle.
I got a little damn respect around here, right? Someone finally gave me a little respect.
Do I owe you anything, Limits?
Only a goodbye.
Tell him $500.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you again to all the folks here at Topgolf.
You can be like Pony the T-Bird, $500.
Yeah, I'll get it to you. I'm working on it.
Yes.
Goodbye, Limits.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Paul.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.